Hi there, everyone. You're listening to the Triathlon Age Group Journey podcast. My name is Jay Kune, and my co-hosts are Matt Sommer and Jillian Carlson. The three of us are friends on and off the race course, and we love hearing about how people live the triathlon dreams day in and day out. Our guests this episode are Sierra and Bella Stockland. They're a mother-daughter duo living out their triathlon dreams together. So we're really excited to talk to them tonight. And why don't we get rolling? So Matt, Jillian, how's your week been?
One word, hot. That's all I can say. We were close to triple digits today. The humidity is every bit as intense, and it's just been brutal. I mean, I've been getting up early trying to get the training sessions in. You know, I always joke. I walk out the country club. I have my bike. I'll jump on it. People are like, oh, yeah, you're going to stay cool. And I'm like, yeah, I got the air conditioning on. And they kind of look at me cross-eyed like, air conditioning? Like, you have AC on that thing? And I'm like, if I go fast enough, it's all cold, you know? I mean, everything's been good. It's been a solid week of training. I've got Maple Valley coming up with Jillian in mid-September, but I'm taking advantage of when being I'm out there next weekend visiting her, doing another Olympic. So got race rehearsal this weekend, going to do an Olympic next weekend, and then take advantage of that taper and kind of ease into, I guess, my first real big race of the year. I've had a lot of races, but, you know, bigger platform being on the Ironman circuit. So obviously it's going to command a little bit better performance, and it's going to be probably a higher caliber field than what I've raced against thus far this year, but feeling healthy, feeling good, just, yeah, ready to get out there and put my best effort out. So we'll see what happens.
That's great. That's great. So Jillian, what's this about X-rays?
Oh, yeah. My daughter's prepping for school volleyball, and she had taken a ball or a hit to the thumb wrong the other day, I think last week, actually. So she had to have an x-ray on her thumb because it swelled up pretty bad. And yeah, the initial results were an almost stress fracture. The way they described it made me actually just think that they had a bad reading and didn't really know what to say, but wanted her to be careful with it for the next week and then schedule a follow-up x-ray. So today was just the follow-up x-ray. The swelling came down, so she's doing much better. And normally I would not have done so many x-rays, but with my son's wreck earlier in the year, I hit my deductible back in February. So I'm like, sure, do whatever you want to do. X-rays, yeah. Follow-ups, sure. As long as I don't have to pay for them, they're like, oh, it looks like you've already met the deductible. I'm like, all right, okay, kids, if you're going to get hurt, it's got to be with here. I mean, I don't want them to, but, you know, if it's going to happen, just please make it now to December 31st.
So. Oh, man. Okay. All right. What else has been going on?
You know, I mean, outside of that, right, I just got off of 5 weeks of not having to work, and I could just, you know, either train, or I wasn't training for three of those weeks. So this week's been all about getting back into the routine, and it's been a really, really busy week at work as well. I came back to full day RFP demos, and yeah, so trying to squeeze it all back in. I was wiped yesterday. I finished my bike and I just was going to rest for a second. And next thing you know, it was like 3 hours later, I'd totally just fallen asleep. And yeah, so it's been tough. I forget how much the balancing act is, but it's good. It's good to get back into the routine, the full swing of things. And I'm hoping for a smoother week next week, but excited to go outside and go right outside tomorrow, actually. So yeah. How about you, Jay?
Yeah, long week. Had a work trip to San Antonio, Texas. So I'm with Matt on HOT for sure. It was 84 degrees in the morning in the dark at, you know, 99% humidity. So my runs around the city were really hot and sweaty, but did get some work and training done. So it was a good trip. Travel wipes you out for sure. I did work from home today just because I just couldn't think about getting anything done in the office. So, but Natalie had her first day of school in sixth grade. It was kind of a half day orientation, but her first time in the new school uniform and full backpack and setting up her locker. So that was really fun to see her smiling and excited to go back. So next week, both kids are getting getting back into it.
Speaking of school, I had a couple phone calls from Max over the week, just getting acclimated. I think it hit me hard Saturday when I was sitting around because it was like, wait a second, where is he? He's not here. Like, he's not coming home. And it's just like, whoa. I mean, they encouraged him to drop Calc 2 and go straight to Calc 3. And I'm like, let's not do that. Let's pad that GPA, get an easy A. Like, let's develop some confidence that first semester. So, and he's taking calculus, chemistry, intro to engineering, anthropology, and then some other gen ed class. So I'm like, that sounds like an awful lot. Let's just stay in Calc 2, you know?
That sounds like identical to my freshman year.
Yeah, yeah.
Same exact course load.
I mean, you're at the mercy sometimes of just what they give you. You know what I mean? But no, he's doing well. He's getting acclimated. He's excited, which is pretty cool. So
yeah, my kids don't start until actually after Labor Day, which is nice. The last few years, they've started on like Thursday before Labor Day, which has just really put a damper. Yeah. Now they finally start after Labor Day, and I have no plans. But I did find out, she found out she made the varsity volleyball team, so which is
awesome.
Really exciting, except their games start at like 7:15, 7:30 at night and go until 10 o'clock, which is way past my bedtime, you guys. Like, I gotta get up and swim. I don't know how.
I had that with soccer. It's miserable.
Ugh,
oh, because yeah. Then they get home and you still think it's like, get the homework done. Exactly. You got to feed them. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting fall, but it's all good. I'm excited. I'm so excited for her. So she's a sophomore.
Yeah. Wow, sophomore in varsity. Yeah,
that's a good segue into my quote for the week.
Is your quote have anything to do with how special today is?
No, I don't think so.
No,
nothing. Not.
Well, it's Matt's birthday, everybody. So
happy birthday!
Thank you.
That's the limit that we'll sing, unless Sierra and Bella have really good voices.
Hey, this is where you get to insert like some pretty fancy happy birthday tunes.
There we go.
I'll try to do some soundtrack there.
Another great trip around the sun. It's been a great year. Every year I try to kind of reflect back, and it's been a great year. Got amazing kids. I mean, I've got a great job. I have an amazing girlfriend. I get to do things I want to do. I get to train. I'm a coach. I work with amazing athletes. I mean, life is really good. So just very grateful for each opportunity it gives me. Yeah. And it's not getting older. I call it leveling up now. I've decided like everything has levels. I've achieved level 46. Think of it that way. And I've got enough XP points, experience points that I'm working towards level 47. So it's more distinguished. And rather than my son saying, Dad, you're getting old. You know, it's like, no, I'm leveling up. So
is your Zwift level higher?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I just made level 50, which is kind of...
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, not too long ago. So anyway, but that just means I spend way too much time sitting on that trainer. But well, let's jump into it. I got a good one this week that I think will resonate with a lot of people. This one, I call it paralysis by analysis. We've all been there. You know what I mean? We overanalyze. And the quote is, there are plenty of obstacles in your path already. Don't allow yourself to become one of them. Just stay out of your own way, people. You know what I mean? That 8 inches between your ears, it's lethal. It can make or break your day. Don't overanalyze. Don't overthink. Paralysis by analysis. You can sit there and break down every decision in the world. You can overanalyze your studies, relationships, nutrition, training. We do it with every aspect of our life. Don't let yourself get in the way of you achieving your goals and your dreams. You know? What do you guys think?
I mean, I think it's a good one. Me, type A personality and an accountant by nature. I'm always looking at numbers, analyzing everything. And I know for a fact, I'd get in my own head, right? I'd do a workout and I knew what my target number was, or pace or watts or whatever it is. And it's like, if it was off by 1 watt, like on the low side by 1 watt, or, you know, even 1 second in a pace, depending on what it is, I would overanalyze and be like, what did I do wrong? Why couldn't I hold one more watt? I mean, it's not going to change like what you're going to get from the workout. And so I think this year I've finally done a good job. Like, I still look at the results, but have a lot more grace and not overanalyzing. It takes me significantly missing something or breaking down in the middle of an interval to say, okay, what happened? Was nutrition off? Did I have a really long work day and try to cram something in? Okay. And then have some more grace and say, okay, what am I going to do next time? And it sounds silly, but that's me just getting in my own head. So I've worked really hard on that the last few months, and I'll say it's a lot more freeing and enjoyable in the workouts and being able to just move on. Yeah, it's been good.
Definitely liberating.
Yes, thank you. Sure. Liberating.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how many people are injured because they get in their own way, mm-hmm. Because they overdo it, they overanalyze it. And when they're not listening to their body and saying, my body says, take a break. Jillian, you covered it well for me. It's so easy to do and really beat yourself up. And I loved you use the word grace. Yeah. I mean, that's so true. We got to give ourselves grace.
I think one hard part of this one is ownership. Because I think at the same token, it's like staying out of your own way, but you also have to own things, not blame others. And I think that's where there's that delineation in here somewhere. And this could just really go much deeper of, are you putting the work in? Are you owning it? Are you addressing it, or are you discounting it and blaming others for your shortcomings? I don't know. That could go many different ways.
Yeah. So Sierra and Bella, any other thoughts you want to add to this quote?
Yeah, that's a struggle. Especially like injury-wise, I've noticed that when I get injured, and then I had a really bad knee injury. So I was supposed to actually do Tulsa this year and then ended up doing Coeur d'Alene instead. And I noticed as I started training again, post-injury, all I could think about is like when the pain would start, when's the pain gonna start? And you almost like make it happen, you know? So I feel like I've been trying to learn that this year. Even today, actually, I had a longer run this morning and, my knee still is just, it's off and on. It's a lot better though, but I was thinking about it and I texted my coach and I was like, okay, it hurts a little bit. Like, should I stop or should I keep going? And then I decided to just finish it out and the run was completely fine. Like I stretched for 15 seconds and it was completely fine. And so that was just a good lesson of like, sometimes you just gotta keep going and kind of see what happens. Cause you can psych yourself out really easily and make it a lot worse than it is.
Well, good for you for checking with your coach too. That was a smart move and just get that validation, right? That's good.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Bella on that. I think for me, I'm a pretty easy going person. I don't stress a lot about what could happen. I take a lot of risks. I don't often get stressed. But once in a while, I'll think about how much pain could possibly be in a training session. So that was me for today. I had the first ever treadmill set. I hate the treadmill so much. But it was a treadmill session, kind of like hill repeats. And I was really a bit worried about it all day. Like, can I hold that pace that she wants me to do? And I did it and I held it. And afterwards, I was like, yeah, same as what Bella said, we can talk ourselves in and out of things so easily. So I love that quote, just to remember, not to overanalyze things to the point that we put ourselves in a situation we wouldn't have necessarily been in, even in our mindset. So negotiating, I can negotiate with myself very well, which is not a good skill to have, especially on the race course. So
that's a really great perspective. I like that.
Definitely.
Well, I'd love to keep going with Sierra and Bella here and introduce them into their journey. We were really excited to have them. Sierra reached out on Instagram to me originally wanting Bella to be on the podcast. But then when I heard a little bit more about your story, I thought, oh, no way. We need you both on this because your journeys are intertwined and not just by blood, mother and daughter, but by experience and some of the cool things you have coming up. So we're definitely so excited to hear where triathlon has brought you together and where it's going to take you further. So where do we want to start? I feel like we need to at least tell our listeners how old Bella is so they understand how extraordinary this conversation is going to be. Why don't we start there? Bella, how old are you and what grade are you in?
So I'm 18. I turned 18 in May and I am actually in my second semester of nursing school. So I kind of a little bit of a different story. I actually graduated high school when I was 16 and then I applied for the nursing program here in Tennessee right after we moved from North Dakota, and then I got in, and so I'm doing that now. But yeah.
Phenomenal.
Wow, incredible.
That's amazing. Congratulations, and that's so
Thank
cool.
You.
Who got into the sport first? Was it Ciara and then Bella was watching, or did Bella get started and Ciara's like, what's my daughter doing? I need to do this.
Well, Bella's been a swimmer since she was five. So I never did any sports in high school, college, no sports whatsoever. I was music, theater. Just my family was very arts focused and not sports. I so wish I would have done sports because I really enjoy them. But that's the cool thing about triathlon. We get to live some of that when we're older. So after Harrison and we have a son too, and after Harrison and Bella were born, they're really little, and a friend of mine had picked up running and said, you know, you should try running with me. And I thought she was crazy. I remember the first run, I could not even run down the block. Like, I looked really fit, but I was not fit whatsoever. But she just encouraged me. And then we did our first little sprint triathlon together. My friend and I did a half marathon, vowed I would never, ever, ever do anything that long again. It was horrible. And now I'm doing Ironman. So that's kind of crazy. But it's, I just didn't know what I was doing. And so nutrition, there was no nutrition, anything like that. So that was a lot of it. But Bella was swimming at the same time. And I always loved watching my son swims too, going to their swim meets. I just love the competitive side of sports. And it was just fun to encourage her and watch her swim. She's a really great swimmer. And so, yeah, so I guess I started triathlon first. I'll never catch up to her, you know, because she's a lot faster in all of the things. But yeah, and then Bella started training for Ironman when you were 16.
Yeah, so my dad actually is the first one who completed Ironman. He did Tulsa 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I think.
2021.
Yeah, so when I was younger, I would do a little sprint we had in one of our lake towns, and then, because they would always do it, and we did like a relay once, and you know, all the little things, it takes like an hour, and sometimes I miss that, but it's okay. And then, yeah, so then my dad did Tulsa, and I feel like that for me is kind of what got me started, because like hearing about it and watching him train, like when he would sit on his, because in North Dakota, you know, winter. Are you kidding me? It's like there's 6 feet of snow. You can't ride your bike. So watching him sit on his trainer for 6 hours, I was like, no. I was like, absolutely, I'm never doing that. That is terrible. But then going to the race, we went with some friends too, which was really fun. But just seeing what it was all about and like just watching everyone race and how much they enjoyed it, I was like, there's something here. You know, I'm like, these people, like, this race is super long. Like, you can tell all of them are in pain, but they're also like so happy. I was like, I was like, maybe I should try this. So that's kind of when I got started, like when I realized I wanted to be more serious with my racing. But yeah, and then we found my coach and then I started really training at 16. So
Ciara and Bella, when you guys use the term Ironman, are you talking about just Ironman branded races or are you talking about the distance? Like, is your preferred distance 70.3, or are you guys actually going full distance?
Yeah, full distance.
Whew.
And we've done some 70.3s too. Bella did her first half in Honu this summer in Hawaii.
I did a Clash, one of the Clash.
Oh yeah, then Clash Daytona 70.3. Yep, that's mm-hmm. right. And then her first full, and I've done a couple fulls. I've done a couple off-brand 70.3s too, just as kind of part of the race plan. There's one in Alabama. That's pretty easy for us every summer. So we've done that in the race plan, but yeah.
I got to ask, I know you got to be 18 years old to do an Ironman branded race. So how old were you when you did Clash? Were you 18 already then?
That one, it didn't matter. Yeah. So that one 70.3, it didn't matter. So Tulsa, actually, what was fun about Tulsa, why I wanted to do that so much is because it was 2 days after I turned 18. So that's why. So Coeur d'Alene ended up being only about a month after I turned 18.
Gotcha. And if I'm not mistaken, I mean, you guys went and did Honu together. That was in late June. So that was after Coeur d'Alene.
Right? That was before. Before.
Yeah. So
wait, so when was Coeur d'Alene?
Coeur d'Alene was June 22nd.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys did Honu right before.
Like 2 weeks before.
It was 2 weeks. So yeah. The way we had planned it, she was going to do Tulsa I did Texas this summer or this spring in April. And then I wanted to do Hanu as like my backup race to qualify for Kona. So if I didn't qualify in Texas, then I'd have another race to qualify. So that's why I picked Hanu. She was going to finish up nursing semester right after doing her full in Tulsa. So she was going to come and watch us and celebrate and relax. And then she couldn't do Tulsa. So ended up doing Hanu first, qualified there, and then just a couple weeks later did her full in Coeur d'Alene. So, yeah. So it worked out, but it was not our plan.
Yeah. So, I mean, the meat of this story, and I don't know if everybody just picked up on this, is that this dynamic duo qualified for Ironman World Championship in Kona together in Hanu.
We did.
Which is just, that's wild. I mean, and a lot of people don't realize this, 70.3 Hawaii or Hanu is one of the few 70.3s where it is a world championship Kona qualifier. Because it is on the Big Island, that it actually has certain amount of slots allocated. So a lot of people don't realize you can qualify for the world championship at a 70.3. There are a few other races all over the world. I want to say a few in the Asian Pacific area that are also that way, just because they don't have iron distance, Ironman, the full 140.6 distance available. So the 70.3 are qualifiers. But I mean, that just blows my mind. That's not an easy course.
It was a really hard race.
Yeah.
And Coeur d'Alene is not easy either. And
correct.
No. Coeur d'Alene was very, very hilly, I would say. The bike, the swim, I love the swim. The swim is so much fun. Lake swims are like my favorite, like over ocean. I just love the lake. The bike was 9,000 something feet of elevation gain. But it actually, I felt very prepared because we're from Tennessee. And it's very, like, I train on hills. Every Saturday, you know, my 100-milers are always, it's always hills. So, yeah. So, and it was very beautiful. So, it was very distracting. Like Hawaii. Like Hanu is very distracting race in a good way, you know, so it keeps your mind off the pain. But, yeah.
I'm just blown away. Hearing you talk about 100-milers on the weekend, you're 18 years old. Like, it just blows my mind, like, the level of commitment that you have. And nursing, I'm just sitting here, just my jaw's on the ground.
When I was 18, I would have thought running more than 3 to 5 miles, I'd have like broken my knees. I would have set myself up to be old at 20. Like, I mean, I am so impressed.
Old at 20.
That's why I said you guys have to talk to Bella, because she is pretty determined.
So do you, okay, back to training. Do you guys go out train together? Talk about the dynamics of training together. Is it solo? Do you guys, how's all that work?
Yeah, I mean, we try to train together. Bella is a, you know, much faster swimmer, but we train with Hillary Biscay, and she does a great job of making the pool workouts doable together. So she'll have more yardage, but the way that she starts us and stuff, which is really good for me. I still can't keep up with her, but it pushes me. So that, I don't know how much Bella gets out of those sessions, but it's good for me anyway. And then we do all of our long bikes are together. So like tomorrow we'll go out to the trace and we'll do another 100. And that's great. We're pretty similar on the bike. Like I can keep up with her and sometimes I'll have a better day. I mean, we stay up with each other on the bike. So that's great. And then once in a while we'll do runs together if it works in the schedule. Her schedule, you know, with nursing school and stuff is kind of crazy. So we try as much as we can on the long stuff to be together.
I would say too, I'm much more of a solo runner. I don't love running with people. So that, works out. And then swimming too, it's very interesting though. Like the long bikes though, we've also met some people here in town that will do some of them with us, or they'll come for half, you know, they'll come for like 40. They're like, we'll be done at 40, but
and that helps us.
I just gotta ask, I mean, come on, do you guys ever get in arguments out training? Be honest.
Not about training. Look at her face. I started an Instagram account for the two of us. Bella's like very humble and just wants to mind her own business and do her own thing. I think it's pretty cool what she's doing at her age. And so, of course, and I'm her mom, but, you know, so I like to share. And I think it's really neat that we get to do this together. Like, we do really feel like this is an honor and a privilege. So I like to share that. So when we do fight a bit, It's over social media, which we just had the conversation that that's the silliest thing and we shouldn't be, you know, fighting about that. And it's not really fighting, but we disagree sometimes on.
She just likes to post a lot of things and I just think people don't need to know, you know?
Yeah. we can say that. Yeah.
Well, is that role reversal right there for like 90% of families these days, right?
Yeah. I have arguments with my daughter too about social media and how much she's on it, but yeah, it's totally the other way.
Yep.
Man. So tell me about the excitement you have for Kona, you know, the planning of the trip and how are you looking forward to that in terms of it as a celebration of doing this together, because that's really what Kona ends up being, is a celebration of living that dream.
Yeah, I'll speak to it first and then I'll let Bella share. So I've been going to the Big Island since I was a little girl. We lived in North Dakota. It was always cold. Every winter we would go to Hawaii. And so when Jim and I got married, I said, like, this is a tradition, you know, and he's like, oh my goodness, going to Hawaii. And I said, we're going to make it happen. So, I mean, we lived on a budget. We never went fancy, but we took Harrison and Bella almost every year growing up to the Big Island. So for me, qualifying that day together and being like, we get to come back together and like race here. That's just super cool. Like from a mom's perspective, like to think, oh my goodness, you know, all these years we came, we like up and down, we'd go to Javi and go to the little shops and we'd stay in, you know, Mauna Lani and we'd ride by and we'd watch Iron Man on TV because a lot of it because we love the Big Island and we're like, oh, look at that. We've been there. So for me, that's what makes it really neat to be able to race with my daughter. I'm pretty sure I'll never see her all day because she'll get out of the water ahead of me. I might pass her on the bike and see her if I you know, I'm paying attention, but that's what's neat for me. So I don't know, Bella, what you think about the journey.
I think it's like a lot of it is just really cool to see your work pay off. Because I think for me, during school, it gets really rough to train. And there's a lot of weeks that are, you know, really hard. And mom knows that because she's kind of the person that will get me through that. Because it just, you know, like getting up at 3 a.m. a bunch of days, like that's not the most ideal thing. So it's just, it really is a celebration. The first time I heard someone say that, my coach said that. She's like, it's a celebration and it's going to be very painful and you're going to hate the celebration, but it's so happy. I was like, that's weird. But I understand that now, especially after doing Quarter Lane, like, after all the injuries and, you know, all the training, all the sacrifices too. Because I will say that's one thing that's a little bit difficult. Doing it at my age, I have to say no to a lot of things with friends and all of that kind of stuff. And people don't get it, which can be frustrating sometimes. But yeah,
getting to race. They don't get it as an adult either, by
the
way.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
So, you know, training together, it's so fun because then we get to see – like the result and we get to celebrate together, you know, since we both qualified. So, and yeah, it's super cool too, since we have been going there since me and Harrison have been growing up, like it's cool to go there for a purpose, you know, be like, yeah, I'm going here and I'm racing. And yeah. So
what does your husband, Jim, think of all this? Does he realize what he started with you guys?
He is like the absolute best Sherpa ever.
So and he's wired from racer to Sherpa.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So he did Texas with me this April and he said he retired. That was his retirement race.
Okay.
He really likes the half distance, the 70.3 distance. You guys know it's just really hard. He travels so much for work and just trying to squeeze that training in. So he's one that'll come out. He'll usually ride like 50 with us and then he'll go clean up and then he'll sig. So he'll, you know, it's been so hot. So he'll just make sure we're okay. He'll go up and down. Cutest thing ever. He's out there with his pickup for all the bikers on the trace, handing out water, aww, you know, making sure everyone's okay. And he's just created to be a helper. So he just really, really like truly enjoys it and cheers us on and puts our bikes together. And like, I need new clips on my shoes and he did it for me today. Like he just loves it. So we're pretty spoiled, I would say.
Yes. At all my races, I have lots of videos of him wheeling my bike around. Like he'll take all my stuff. He'll have all these backpacks, all my bags, all my transition stuff. He'll have my bike and he's just happy as can be. And yeah. And cheering too, like in Coeur d'Alene, one of my favorite things ever. I kind of stayed with this one guy for like half the bike ride, actually, which was kind of crazy to like find a person like that. You know, we'd go back and forth. But yeah, dad, there was a like an off ramp that we went up though. So it was really slow because it was super steep. And he, mom got a video. He's running all the way up it next to me, just cheering. And the guy I'd been riding with, he's like, is that your dad? I was like, yeah. And he's like, he's so cool. I was like, yeah. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm pretty lucky.
He's friends with the cowbell for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. A lot of cowbell. I have the Saturday Night Live skit going now in my head. Cowbell.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway. So your friends, let's get back to your friends. I mean, they're like, hey, Bella, let's go to the football game Friday night. And you're like, sorry, guys, I got a 100-miler in the morning, or I got threshold work in the morning. How do you balance being a young adult trying to grow a life and learn independence and training? I mean, you come across very mature for your age and being able to really have a good understanding of what it takes to commit to this, follow through and achieve this. But at the same time, you're 18. I mean, like, the desire to go out and have fun. Do you ever want to be like, hey, mom, I'm blowing this off tonight. Me and the girls are going out.
Yeah. That lasted for a little bit, but then, you know, you start to like get used to how much you get used to the chaos, and then you can, you know, add a little more and add a little more. And, but yeah, yes. I would say sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes I'm like, I just don't even like 100 miles, because, you know, it takes, by the time it's a far drive out to where we ride, and then you run after, and then you drive back. I mean, it's like 7 hours. Like, that's a majority of your day. And so, yeah, sometimes I'm like, I can't even do this. But it's like, I don't know. It's so worth it to me. And I'm very like, if I say yes to something, I will not change my mind. Like, nothing. And so that's kind of what I think of with racing, is like, I said yes to this and I committed to it. Like, sure, like, other people want to do things, and I mean, so do I, but this is what I said yes to first. I still do have friends. I will say that. Like, I do, you know, I do stuff with people a lot. And I've also learned, though, like, the people that I've gotten closer to and that are my better friends are the ones that, like, they don't understand it, but they fully support it and they cheer me on. And I've even noticed that. I was telling mom about that this first week of school back, like, I don't ever talk about my training stuff. I don't ever talk about my races. Like, I just don't feel the need to tell people, you know? But last year, so a couple of them found out, and as soon as school started again, they all were like, oh my goodness, Bella, like, we saw on Instagram your races. And it was actually really funny because they found out I was going to Worlds. And you know the, like, the Mr. Worldwide is, who is that? Is that Pitbull? It's not Pitbull. I don't remember.
Yeah, Pitbull.
Is it? Yeah. So the other day we were walking to class and they said, Bella, since you're going to Worlds, we're going to call you Mrs. Worldwide. I was like, okay, perfect. But yeah, so I think it's all about just finding the right people, because the right people will, like, they don't have to understand, but they'll support you, you know, and they work around. They're like, well, if you're training, you know, at this time, like, we can do something Sunday, or we'll go do something Saturday night instead, you know, so it's stuff like that. But
so good.
I want you to understand something here real quick. What you do is remarkable and it is important. I hope you understand that at 18 years old. I hope you understand that you are going to be one of the youngest competitors at that race. That just, to me, is remarkable. And at your age, to already have that check, I mean, you've got many in your future if you stick with this. That's really cool. You should be very proud of that. And don't be so humble. Arrogance is not good, but confidence is beautiful. And remember that, okay?
Okay.
You know, another thing is, you are inspiring your friends, even though you may not even know it. They'll never admit it. They'll never tell you, but they're not going to forget that you're doing this and you're showing them what's absolutely possible. And I just think your story for many generations in our country need to recognize that this is a healthy thing to do. You don't have to be doing all those other things that are constantly in our vision of social media and TV and movies that aren't healthy. And you've said yes to a healthy lifestyle, which is really awesome. You're going to kill it. It's awesome. It's just so inspirational on so many levels.
Well, and you enjoy it, right? And I think that's the most important thing, right? Is that you're doing something you enjoy to do. Sure, there'll be a Saturday, like you said, 100-miler. And when you say you don't want to do it, it's that moment of like, oh, I don't want to do this. But like deep down, you do, you just know what it's going to take. And you know, it is going to be hard. And you know, too, that when you're done with it, you're going to be so glad you did it. So it's just a little struggle. And it's a temporary, I don't want to do this. It's not like your mom's forcing you to go out and do this 100-miler or anything like that. And at least when you talk about it, I get this sense of joy and really loving what you're doing. And somebody had asked one of the pros, I think, in an interview, maybe it was like Annie Haug, who's been in the sport for so long. And they said, you know, how you've like sacrificed so much for the sport. And their response was like, and it maybe it was Daniela, I don't know, but their response was, what have I sacrificed? I love what I'm doing. And so I think as long as, you know, you're finding really good balance too. You've got friends and a network and family who's so supportive that makes this really fun. And you're doing what you love to do. And it makes it so you're not sacrificing. When someone thinks of a typical 18-year-old, they're going to think, oh, you're giving up your life. No, you're actually creating a pretty amazing life for yourself and the people around you.
One other thing I'm going to throw in here is, if you look at that lady to your left, Bella, what a role model.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, Sierra, way to go, mom. You're doing an amazing job. I mean, I know we've talked a lot about Bella, but you yourself, I mean, you didn't start sport till you were 40. I'm excited to hear more about you now, but the role model that you and your husband, Jim, are for your daughter and for your son, it's remarkable. Bella, you're lucky you got her to go out there and to do those rides with you. I know she posts a lot on social media. It's okay. We'll give her a pass on that one. I mean, we're parents. We're going to do that when we're proud of our children, okay? Great job, Sierra. We've heard a lot about Bella. I mean, you told us you didn't start sport till you were 40 years old, and here you are getting ready to race the Ironman World Championship.
Yeah. So I told you about that half iron or half marathon I did, which was just, it was awful, you guys. Like it, the whole thing imploded at what I think now was probably like mile two. I mean, it was like, what on earth? I remember walking and crying, and I was like, where's Jim? I just want him to come get me. And then I'd like be like, well, if I don't run, it's going to take forever. And I'd run and pass this group of ladies, and then I'd walk, and then I'd pass them over, and you know, the whole thing. I got so sick. I mean, just all of it. And I said, I'll never ever 5K and sprint. That's my jam. And I'm pretty, a short attention span too. So same thing. She agrees. Yeah. Like, don't have a long attention span. And same thing with Bella. Like when we saw Jim, I was just like, you're nuts. Like I'm never getting up. I hate getting up and working out in the morning. So I really still try. I'm an afternoon session kind of person if I can be. So yeah, just watching that. And I was like, never going to do it. Our friends did Ironman and kept encouraging us. I'm like, there's no peer pressure. I'm not doing that. But I'm a small business coach. And when we went to Jim's Ironman and watched, I was just like, this is really amazing. And to see the diversity on an Ironman course, like there are young people, there are people with disabilities, there are men that are 80 that are like walking bent over that are completing this. Like how is, if they can do it, for sure I could do it. And I thought, could I use this as an example to my clients of like, literally, if you decide to do something and commit to it and hire the right help, you can do anything you want to do. And so that's kind of why I signed up. I thought that I would use it for some teaching, which I did. And then I've just,
which
really
I think is so funny. And like, that is so her. She's like, okay, I'm going to do this really hard thing, but the only reason I'm doing it is for business. Like who's like, okay, I'm going to do an Ironman, but it's just like business, you know, just, yeah.
Well, usually people do these because they've had a couple drinks. I mean, most of our other guests has been, well, after a couple drinks, they said it'd be a good idea. So we said, what the heck? Let's spend $900 on a race.
You know? Right? Yeah. No, I thought, well, it'll make some good blog posts. But so did it. And I really enjoyed the process of Ironman, putting everything together. That's what I really like. Like learning, I knew nothing about nutrition, which I feel so bad for Harrison and Bella. I did not do a good job with their swimming nutrition. I just didn't understand it. But like learning that was really interesting to me. Learning how everything works together, the differences of all the disciplines. I love like understanding how my body works and what I can get it to do. So that's just been really intriguing. So that's what I love about the racing piece of it. I like the puzzle.
Oh, man. Boy, and what a puzzle it is, isn't it?
Yes.
And once you think you solved it, guess what? You lose like 10 pieces.
Yeah. Like,
where'd that go? Where'd those pieces go?
Yep. Do you guys try to plan your races to do together, like the maybe the bigger ones? Or do you guys tend to make your own schedule and do different races?
I would say it's kind of half and half. My full Quarter Lane, they just wanted to watch that one. So that's kind of why I did that one by myself.
They saw the bike profile. They're not dumb.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just cheerlead this one.
Yeah. And that was fun to have them at that one too. Because a lot of my team was there that gets coached under my coach too. So yeah, actually that was really fun too. So I qualified in Quarter Lane again and then ended up
that's impressive.
So nonchalantly again.
And then a couple of my teammates, like Amy, got second in her age group. So that was just really fun too to have them there watching and stuff.
So did you win your age group at Coeur d'Alene?
I did not win it at that one.
Okay. I was waiting for her to be like, yeah.
No, there was someone. I don't know where she came from, but no, I did not win that one. And then
you got third in Coeur d'Alene.
I got third.
Just a mere third.
Embarrassing, like third. But yeah, and then a couple weeks ago, I actually had nationals. I qualified for nationals, so I went to that. So they didn't watch that one, or they didn't do that one. They just watched. And then Hawaii, it was kind of just like a convenience thing because we were all going, and I wasn't going to do it, but then I signed up last minute. So it's not really like we try. It kind of happens or it doesn't.
I think next year we both want to concentrate on the 70.3 distance and try to qualify for that together, so we could do that.
New Zealand.
Qualify together. Yeah. So those races I'm guessing we'll plan together next year.
Yeah. And then I'm going to Spain next year too. That's one I am very excited about.
Puerto Verde for Team USA.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So I qualified nationals. Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, that one was a really surprising race actually, because like obviously Olympic is like so much shorter. And right now, like I'm training to be able to race for 12 hours, not sprint for two. Racing that, I kind of went into that. Like, this is just kind of going to be a go, do my thing, leave, and nothing's going to happen. So that was kind of a fun surprise. But
with your strength being the swim, though, you probably created a lot of separation in that 1500 meters, though, didn't you? Was that the yes. deal breaker for you? I was going to say, what'd you do that swim in, Bella?
What was my? I don't even remember.
I never remember.
Like, I look and then I don't remember.
She was in the front.
Yeah, that I will say though, that was one of the coolest feelings I've ever had, because we had like it was like off the wall, like we were all holding onto the wall, and then we went out and
mass start.
I started in the middle, and it was super cool too, because the announcer announced just a couple names of like the top seated people there, and I was like, there's no way, like I am. Like, Olympic's not my thing. And they actually called my name. So I was talking to mom about that. Wow. I was like, that was pretty cool. But yeah, the swim, I was telling mom about this too, because I was like, that was just so cool. I got out and I started in front and I looked like I breathed both ways, which I never do, but for some reason I did. And there was like no people on either side of me. I was like, this is so cool. But yeah, the swim there was fun too, because it's cold water, which is like, I just love it. It's freezing, you know, it's perfect. So.
And that you had to get out, and did you have to run too? It's an Australian exit.
No, that one you. No.
The pros did, but
yes.
The pros, but yeah. Not
so,
you. Okay.
No, Asian. Quarter Lane was though. Oh my goodness, that is not what I was expecting. Like going from being horizontal for so long and then like vertical, you're like, whoa, like everyone was like, oh my goodness. And then diving back in, that was interesting.
A lot of races are getting to that now where they do that in and out two loop and you have to come out of the water and get back in. And it does. You're right, Belle. I mean, you stand up and then you start running and then you get back in the water and you're like, whoa, kind of
groggy. Yeah.
And the breathing is off too pretty quick.
Yep. Yeah. Everything and the sighting and then everyone's clustered again. And yeah, it was interesting, but.
The only time I've ever looked left and right swimming and not seen anyone next to me was when I missed my start wave at the last Olympic I did. So I had a brief moment of that and then I got plowed over by the start group behind me. I think that would be so fun though, to actually like legit be a swimmer and be leading. That is so cool. Yeah.
So you get to see all the bikes when you get out of the water too, because they're all waiting there still.
Yep. Yes, that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. And actually, what was way cooler, so the guys wave, obviously. So we were the second wave because we were like the first seated girls. So the first seated guys were before us. And they started 4 minutes ahead of us. So they had a 4 minute head start. And I remember, so we had green caps and they had blue caps. And I remember towards like the halfway mark, I was in a sea of blue and I was like, yes. I was like, I did it. So that was really fun. Yeah, to catch up to them. I was like, that's because they look at you, you know, you see their like their eyes through their goggles and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But yep, so it was fun.
Yeah, I'm here.
What do they call that? I've heard they call it getting chicked. I've heard that word.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
And you're just like, yep. You just own it and you look at them and you're like, you go, girl. You know?
If I can ask another Kona question, I mean, you traveled to the island. You said you've watched the pro race. What are you dreaming about? What are you visualizing the most about the race course? You know, what part of it? Everyone thinks about the end, probably for sure. But is there anything that is just going to feel surreal to you about being there in the same place where you've seen your heroes of pro triathlon?
For me, I'm really excited about the bike. I really enjoy biking, and it's for sure my strongest discipline. And we've ridden that road so many times. So our coach was talking to us last week about, you know, when you ride it, make sure you're looking for landmarks. It'll help because otherwise it just feels forever. And I told Bella, I said, we have an advantage with that because I know the road really well. So it's like, oh, we got to Waikoloa. Oh, here we are here. Here was the turn. Here's the fish house. Here's the macadamia nut farm. So I'm just really excited about that. And it was nice to do the hardest part, to race the hardest part this summer. Mm-hmm. Being in North Dakota, we are really familiar with really crazy wind. So the wind doesn't really scare me. I know it's kind of icky there up on the top, but
coming down from hobbies.
But it's not, some people, they're just really, really nervous about the wind. So I'm just really looking forward to the bike. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just going after it on the bike. I'm excited about that.
What about you, Bella?
I don't know. I mean, everyone, you say like everyone is excited for the finish, but I am like, that is just, oh man. Cause like seeing Dad at the end is just my favorite thing in races. I will say though, like this swim, I've done the full swim course before just for fun with my dad. And when I was out there last time actually, and I did it, there was dolphins out there. So we got to swim with dolphins. And so just all the memories there. Like I think it will just be, you know, cause a full, like that's a long day. So there's a lot of thinking going on. And so just like remembering stuff and like mom said, like the landmarks, you know, like we know how far it is from Waikoloa up to, like we know how long it takes, you know? So there's no like any question marks, which I appreciate because I like to know. I'm a very like, I want to know the plan. I want to know how long it's going to take. I want to know what this is going to feel like. And I do, you know? So yeah. And I also think too, the couple days, I mean, I have to make my trip super short because of school. So I'm there as least amount as possible, unfortunately. But the couple days before, I'm really looking forward to that because I've heard just like, you know, everyone going around in the village and like the banquet and all that stuff I'm excited for.
Yeah. Yeah. You can tire yourself out because there's plenty to do every single day for every hour. Pick wisely, pick the things that matter to you, and then do those for sure. Oh man, what a great opportunity. It's going to be, I got goosebumps thinking about your Alihi Drive finish. It's going to be really cool.
And she'll wait for me at the end. So
I was going to say, how are you going to get United? You're going to have to tell your handlers, whoever finishes first, that you're waiting because your mom or daughter's coming. So good.
Just a quick random question. Your son Harrison, not to give him any love, but does he like to do any of the triathlons, or is he like, nope, mom, dad, sis, you guys are all just crazy?
No, he likes to build muscle.
Okay.
So he's done a phenomenal job of that. He's very driven in his own right, though. He's written a book and published it.
Oh,
he's 20.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. So he's doing that. Although it was a couple months ago, maybe a month ago, he was over here for supper and he's like, so we're eating and he goes, so you guys think like if I just decided to do an Ironman, maybe I could. So I was like, oh, he might be catching the bug. But we're thinking of doing a family relay. in Des Moines.
Oh, fun.
And having him do the swim so that he can participate. And he said he'd be all for that.
That's awesome.
So Des Moines, that's another one of those ones where you got to get out, run across. They have like an aid station in the middle of the swim. It's crazy.
Oh, but, that's so weird.
What is that lake? Gray's Lake. Yeah.
I think it's in June, mid-June. Yeah,
it was really hot the year I did it. You think Iowa's flat. Let me just warn you, it's not.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, it's like over
almost 5,000 feet of elevation. Because I went thinking, okay, it's going to be flat. And yeah, it's not flat, but there are no trees. That's for sure. The sun just beats down on you. So, yeah, fun race.
It'll be good for him to get into get a medal, you know. So he does.
I will say though, he does like to tell me. We work at one of my jobs. We work at the same place, and he does like to tell me that he could still beat me in everything. He's like, an Olympic, I could beat you. He's like, the swim, I could beat you. The run, easy. I'm like, okay, we'll just do it one day and then we'll see. He's like, I don't even need to do it. I just know. I was like, okay.
You're like, uh-huh.
You just threw another curveball out there. You work too. So not only do you train for iron distance races, you're in school full time. You also hold a job down.
I have two jobs. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. Girl. I mean, something's got to pay for those race reels, right?
Yeah.
Bella, when do you sleep? Do you sleep at all?
I've just learned that you can, you know, sleep when you're dead. So that's kind of my, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So I know we're going to see you in Kona. You guys had a really busy year this year, but will we see you anywhere else before Kona? And then after Kona, do you have any thoughts about anything else planned for later this year? Or what are you guys kind of thinking about for next year? It sounded like maybe it wasn't fully planned out yet, but just curious.
Yeah, we'll pick some 70.3s. I really, on my bucket list, I want to do Chattanooga. It's just so close to us. So the 70.3 there, I'd like to do the full. If I do a full next year, I would do Chattanooga for my full as well. And then I'd love to do, we'll do the relay. I'll probably just cheer. I won't be part of the relay in Des Moines. And then Oceanside, that's one that I've been thinking about. The races we really liked are all in the spring. So
yeah,
it'll depend on her school schedule. This fall, my only other race, I'll do Clash.
Oh, you will?
My husband and I will both do Clash. Yeah. So we'll be down there in December. And then I think, I don't know, Bella is probably
going to. I kind of decide. I'm like, maybe I'll do this one. I don't really have any plans right now. It's hard too with school stuff just because they can change things on us whenever they want to and we have to follow it. So it's kind of usually more last minute. But yeah, I think more halves next year just because, especially because I'll be training for the Olympic in Spain, you know, so I don't want to be training super long stuff and I'll keep it shorter. But
so that's going to be a difference for you, huh? Going from long course stuff. I mean, totally different energy system, whole different style of training. I mean, you're talking threshold work for that Olympic distance. So when is that race again? I forget off the top of my head.
They don't have like a set date yet, but they think it's going to be
September,
October.
September, October. That's what I thought. Yeah. But that'll be exciting. I mean, that'll be cool. So how did you do at age group nationals to qualify for that?
Yeah, so I got fourth.
Fourth, nice. Well done.
Yeah. And that was, definitely. I mean, I wasn't even expecting to be on any stage, like no podiums, no. I was like, because that was so different compared to Ironman. Like the people.
She noticed the people were different. And it was really funny watching her because when she came out, it's just a completely different vibe that an endurance athlete has. I'm like, she's preparing for a 6-hour journey. Like the way that she was getting on her bike and checking all her nutrition and all the things. Cause that's all, you know, and just making sure everything's ready. Cause you settle in and here we go. So that was really interesting for Jim and I to watch the urgency between that and like the frantic behavior of people who do it, you know, Olympics and sprints all the time. Just a completely different, like Bella's like, and I might not beat you at speed, but I could just take you all day long. So. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, I would just say the people, like Ironman people, I've decided are more my type of thing. Because everyone's so like happy for each other and be like, okay, we're really doing hard things, but we're doing it together, you know, and we all know what we've sacrificed to do this. When I was racking my bike, there was these girls talking and they're like, yeah, people have no idea how hard it is to train for like sprints during school. And I was like, uh-huh. And they were just, I don't know. I feel like those people, a lot of them just aren't very nice. It's very competitive, which is great. Like, I love that because I'm super competitive. But in a way of like, if you win, like, I don't like you type thing. Not like good for you like Iron Man is, you know? So that was really interesting. Yeah, and just the frantic, like even when people were racking their bikes, like I was like, calm down, like it's okay. But yeah, I will say though, yeah, racing that was super interesting too, because like the bike, I told my coach, I was like, I didn't even know how to go fast. I was like, I was just like, I got to like an hour and I was like, okay, now I'm kind of warmed up. But yeah,
now you're done. That
was interesting. Yeah.
You know, an Olympic is a specialization. The athletes that I coached that went there, similar situation, they were training for 70.3. And all of them, the general consensus was, it was like, man, like I found that 70.3 power, but I just couldn't dig deep to get to that threshold power. And it's like, well, that's a specialization. I mean, it really is. And the people that go to those races, they exclusively race Olympics. You know, you probably beat a lot of girls who have been working for a solid year to make it on that podium. You know what I mean? Kudos to you. You've been on Ironman podium now. You've been on the 70.3 podium now. You've been on the USAT age group national podium now. You got some podiums ahead of you, girl. How's that medal wall looking?
It's very full. She pulled out all of her first place swimming medals as kind of a joke. We came up to our cave where we do all of our stuff. She had all of her first place swimming medals.
I don't know. Sometimes I just think, I'm like, can I really do this? Like, am I really good at this? And I'm like, I don't know. That was kind of just helpful for me because they're right next to my bike. So like when I'm in aero, I see them and I'm like, no, I'm capable. I'm like, I can, you know? So yeah, good reminder.
What's your stroke? Let's just talk about the swimming for a second. What was your stroke?
So 200 IM was like my thing. That was, yes, that's what I would always do at state. Yeah. 200 IM at state and either 200 free or 100 back, depending on where my coach wanted points at. But yes. And then I did distance for a while. I would do the mile and the 500, which, yeah. But yeah, 200 IM was just, I loved it. It was so much fun.
I bet you anything, my mile is about your 500. No, I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad.
And I got to imagine, though, that 200 IM has built your engine that you can do Olympic, because you are revved up to finish that in the speeds that you were doing. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. The Olympic distance, like the swim distance of the Olympic, is perfect. Like it's because actually it's really funny. People don't expect this. But I mean, the run on Ironmans and 70.3s, I mean, no swimmer likes running. Like that's a known thing. It's just so different. It feels so heavy, you know, you just feel, oh, so slow. But I actually don't love the swim of like 70.3s is different, but like the full and quarter lane, like I got bored. Like I kept my pace up because I was like, okay, I got to keep my pace up. But like, I was bored. I was like, this is kind of too long. But yeah, which is interesting. And it surprises people because they're like, you must love the swim. I'm like, no, I don't know. People are like waving their arms everywhere and like treading water. And it's just, yeah.
I love it. I love your spirit. I love your maturity is incredible, Bella. It's going to do you well for the rest of your life to have these experiences. And it's been an absolute gem to have the two of you on to talk about your story. This is just fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks. Very excited to follow.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Very excited to follow you guys in Kona.
What is your Instagram handle for the two of you, right? You've created a combined. Yes.
Maybe we'll get a couple more followers now.
Yes, yes.
Two Gens Try. So TWOGENSTRI.
Love it. Yeah. And I just think it's great that I think Bella shows you that you're never too young to start in the sport. And I think, Ciara, you show that, you know, you're never too old to start. Not that you're old, right? But sometimes even at 40, it can be intimidating. And I love what you said when it opened up, that the sport of triathlon is just so forgiving when it comes to, it doesn't matter how old you are when you start. And basically the people in the sport, arms wide open, you can come in, start wherever you're at, whatever age you are, whatever experience you have. It's just such an amazing sport and community that's forgiving and opening. So I love that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
One other thing I want to throw in there is I hope this is a bond you guys can share for years to come. I mean that. And I mean, Sierra, obviously, you know, Bella, stay young, please. Don't rush this. But when the day comes and you do have a family and you do have a daughter or you have a son and you can share that bond with them as well and still have mom be part of it, that's going to be a special day. Okay. Yeah. So just keep that in mind.
So then we'll have to change it to three gens.
Yeah.
There you go. I hate the word jealous or envious, but there are a lot of people out there that really are probably going to be admiring the bond you guys share and will be, let's call it what it is, envious of that relationship with their daughter or with their mother. And it really is special. I hope you guys shared that with Iron Man when you signed up, when they say, tell us something interesting about you, that you guys are going to be a mother-daughter team that are there. And the fact that you both qualified almost at your first ones, you know, which
is pretty
wild.
It is. And we're excited.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, you guys might be on NBC, you know, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
But I think it is something. Jim has talked to us about that too. Like it is beyond the sport. Like we hear so much that we can't get along with our kids and, you know, mothers, daughters. And so we hope to also just be an inspiration. Like you can have a good relationship with your family and you can do things together and celebrate each other. And yeah, so we don't take that lightly. It's fun to be able to share that.
Glad you shared not just the Disney World moments, as I call them, but the Walmart moments. You know what I mean? And they are there. And if you guys act like they aren't, we're lying. I mean, we all know it. So just keep being honest to yourselves, being true to yourselves, support each other, encourage each other, be the shoulder to cry on when you need it, be the hand that slaps her on the butt when she needs it, and, you know, be the alarm when they need it, be the voice of ration when they need it. So huge.
So good.
In a million years when we thought to do a podcast about triathlon age group journeys, this story was not in the mind of any of ours. So this is a one of a kind, amazing, true triathlon journey that I'm so happy you reached out.
Yeah,
that
we could thanks do it. For taking so thanks. My DM, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. All right. Anything else you two want to share before we wind down here?
I don't think so. Just, thanks for letting us chat. And hopefully it encouraged people to try or just to encourage each other and, follow along in our journey and see how quickly I can catch up to her in Kona.
I'll be cheering for you, Sierra. I'll be cheering for you.
All right. If you see me out there, like she's only 30 minutes ahead of you. Oh, I mean, 3 hours. No, it's all good.
All I got to say, if eyes could talk, Bella's eyes just said something. She just said
Bella's like, it's not happening. Bella.
Eyes don't lie, girl. Eyes don't lie.
All right, guys. Well, Sierra, Bella, thank you so much again for joining us. This has been awesome. And you guys really just radiate so much energy. And I absolutely love it. And I hope to see you guys out on a course. Maybe I will later this year. My plans aren't finalized for the end of the year. So maybe. But I wish you guys both the best in Kona, and to any of our listeners that are going to be out in Kona too, we wish you the best. I think this is going to come out after 70.3 Worlds in Finland. So I'm hoping that, we're thinking of all of you that are out racing 70.3. We've got a few previous guests actually that'll be out there, which is really exciting, and we'll be cheering for you. And so if you hear this after the race, congrats. And I hope that you made yourself proud at the end of the day. Thank you to our listeners as well. If you have a story that you would like to chat with us about as well, just like Sierra and Bella did, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at Triathlon Age Group Journey, or you can email us at triathlonagegroupjourney@gmail.com. And we look forward to catching up again next week.
Thanks, guys. Make it a great week. Sierra, Bella, it was a pleasure having you on here. You guys are just breath of fresh air. So
thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, everybody.